Good morning. A warm and somewhat muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England with partly sunny skies. We're also picking up a few scattered showers and rumbles of thunder along the New York-Canadian border, sliding over into the Champlain Valley in northern Vermont. Otherwise, the weather will be dominated by a ridge of high pressure, which is sliding off the eastern seaboard, keeping it mostly dry, sunny, and hot today. And temperatures will soar off our morning lows through the 70s and 80s and into the lower to mid-90s on average for daytime highs. With increasing humidity throughout the day, the heat index, the combination of the heat and humidity, will be in the mid to upper 90s with some places, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, even approaching the 100 degree mark. As a result, the heat advisory has been issued for a large part of interior New York and New England today. The next disturbance is a large trough of low pressure, which is currently diving into the Great Lakes. Energy around this trough will continue to rotate through and draw closer over the next couple of days. The result will be the chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm in northern and central New York during the course of the afternoon today, and a better chance tonight as more energy draws closer. So scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous overnight tonight, and it will be warm and muggy with lows in the lower to middle 70s. More energy and that trough will head in our direction on Tuesday. Skies will be partly sunny with a better chance at more scattered showers and storms with highs out ahead of the trough near 90 degrees. With the trough punching through Tuesday night and Wednesday, skies will be partly sunny with a scattered shower or storm on Wednesday afternoon and highs still in the upper 80s. Behind this system, we still run the risk of a scattered shower on Thursday with highs back into the mid-80s before we return to sunshine for Friday and Saturday. With more comfortable humidity, highs both days will be in the mid-80s with high pressure in control. In fact, it looks like it'll be dry right on through Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs staying in the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, monsoonal moisture will continue to advect northward into the southwest and around an upper-level ridge into the plains and Midwest. A Canadian cyclone and its trailing front will slowly move through the plains and Great Lakes, and showers and thunderstorms will fire up along this boundary, promoting heavy rainfall. Meanwhile, cooler temperatures will move into the central United States behind the front, which will bring a pleasant reprieve from the recent hot weather. And Hurricane Douglas is making its closest approach to the Hawaiian Islands, now passing just 50 miles north of Lihue, Kauai, with 90-mile-per-hour winds. Douglas is expected to gradually weaken as it moves away from the islands today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog and 57 degrees and a west wind at 48, gusting to 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 60 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly sunny skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 65, 93% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.84 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, hot, humid, mid-90s. Boston, mostly sunny, hot, and humid in the upper 90s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 62. The average temperature, 75. That's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.16 inches for the month, which is 0.3 inches below normal, and 17.43 inches for the year, which is 4.6 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 97, set in 1955, and the record low, 47, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:21 p.m., 14 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday.
Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows near 70. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the mid-90s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Highs in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows around 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 70. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower to mid-90s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and storms near 90. Partly sunny on Wednesday with a scattered shower or storm in the upper 80s. Chance of a scattered shower or storm on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny in the mid-80s Friday and Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.